the American Authors on Quinny's Best Variety Mix 97. Rogers Center will not be home to the Toronto Blue Jays this year. The Jays thought they had a deal with the city of Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh kicked them out yesterday, said, no, don't want you around here. Get the hell out.
They don't want any other baseball teams coming in either.
Jays still homeless. Guy making some news in Midway, Kentucky. Longtime Toronto Blue Jay fan Bob Rouse is joining us. Bob has invited the Jays to come and play their home games in Midway, Kentucky. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, Sean. Thanks for the call.
Well, what a nice gesture. Now, do you represent everybody in Midway, Kentucky?
Absolutely. I mean, I kind of had to let them know that I was representing them, but I have, after the invitation was made, I made the rounds with the mayor and the president of the university whose ball field I proposed that we use. And got their buy-in.
Now, Bob, you're no slouch. You actually work in the tourism industry with tour operators. You've done a lot of work with Tourism Toronto, and you've been a Jays fan since their conception in 1977. So you're really thinking about this whole thing and really petitioning for this.
You know, Blue Jay is part of my identity. I grew up in a small, I grew up in the same small town I live in now, Midway, and our high school was the Midway Blue Jays. And although the high school wasn't still in operation and we had consolidated, I went to elementary school at Midway, and I put on the uniform of the Blue Jays to play basketball. So it's just been always, you know, it's just been a part of me. So when a few years later, I'm a pretty old guy, a few years later, when the Toronto club nicknamed themselves the Blue Jays, I said, man, I am all in.
Well, here's a couple of questions for you. Are there enough hotels in Midway, Kentucky, a town of 2,000, to support the Blue Jays if they roll in?
You know, I wouldn't call it enough hotels because, you know, technically we're at zero, but we do have some neighboring cities,
okay.
And in my proposal to the front office of the Blue Jays, I said, hey, you know, you'll be at a college campus. You can live in the dorms at least until the season comes back.
And you won't have to worry about fans coming or selling hot dogs because none of that is happening. So very kind of
Absolutely.
You to send a letter to the Toronto Blue Jays that's saying that Midway, Kentucky's here for you. If you need a home, tell us real quickly, if you can, Bob, how is the coronavirus in your neck of the woods there in Kentucky?
We've kept it under control, relatively speaking. My family and I were just talking last night that we don't know anybody who has contracted the disease. We've got a really good governor who has stayed on top of things and some citizens who have begrudgingly gone along with his request. So our rate has always been pretty low.
And
another reason for the Jays to come, right?
That's right. What's your thoughts, too, when you see Texas, Arizona, California, and Florida, the numbers through the roof? What are you thinking as an American with your fellow Americans?
It's disappointing, to say the least. It requires a little discipline and a little sacrifice to stay home, to put the mask on when you go out, and states sounded the all clear way too early. Partly, you know, it starts at the top, I think, and didn't get the national leadership that we needed to turn the corner on this.
Bob,
so we're still turning.
Do you watch the game last night? Do you have any favorite players on the Jays this year?
You know, I like Vladdy. You know, I loved that home run last night. So, of course, I was just keeping up on an app. I couldn't see the live feed, but
thanks for this.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, I just wanted to thank you for this morning and joining us in Kentucky.
Well, I appreciate the call. I'm glad to support the Blue Jays and glad to support my hometown of Kentucky.
Thank you.
This portion of